Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hi, couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or even more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We got the hot seat with Martin Weiss. Martin Weiss is going to be on the hot seat again, and he's in for it because he's got the big head, Rob. Martin's got the big head, so we like knocking him down on the hot seat, so... that should be
except,
a lot of fun.
You except that when it really came push to shove,
right?
He was supposed to talk about what he had going and his knowledge of the National Football League. He froze. He choked.
Maybe he'll,
right at that
maybe
moment.
He'll man up and take that bet today. Right?
He should take it. They're 2-0. Yep. Right? Kyler Murray's rolling.
If he really believes, if he's ready
Let's
for
do
this.
It.
Not everybody can step into the hot seat arena. I mean, Rob G, he stays out of it. You know, speaking of Rob G.
I'm undefeated.
Yeah, Rob G waited till I was off to get in the hot seat. He only had 381 opportunities with me here, but he bowed out when I stepped away. But anyway, you put the poll on...
I put it on my Twitter, and then Rob retweeted it, and the official Odd Couple handle retweeted it. Chris Broussard did not retweet it because
retweet
he is big
it.
Time.
Do you know who I am?
I
don't retweet people
Rob G.
with more than 500,000 followers. That's only people.
No, I'm about to retweet it now. So tell them what the poll is, because I'm searching for it
Okay,
now
this is verbatim. This is what it says on Twitter at the producer RG. I had a wing bet with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker that the Lakers would beat the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals. Since the Clippers didn't actually make it that far, should I automatically win the bet? Yes or no? And right now, early returns say 75% agree with me.
No, they don't. What? Is it three people? Three out of four?
Only 33 votes right now. I mean, I don't have 1.5 million followers like you guys, but.
No, but you know what? You got real followers, so you should be.
No. You keep saying that, right? See, I don't even like to flex. I have never come on this show and say how many followers I have. Never.
No, but I know a lot of people in our business. I'm not saying you. That's just a running joke.
I don't do that. Y'all know.
It's a running
joke. I ain't even on social media like that.
But there are a lot of people who have a lot of fake. Because people try to get me to buy people all the time.
I've never even seen that opportunity.
Rob G, you know what I'm seeing, right? What I'm talking about? Where you could buy followers?
Yeah, one of the actually old shows that me and Alex used to work on like 4 or 5 years ago, they were up front that they bought a bunch of followers because they were upset that other shows had more followers. They thought they were better.
So you could buy
them,
Chris.
So he bought them over a week, and he went from like 20,000 to 200,000.
Exactly.
Wow, he bought that many?
Yes. And then
I've never bought one follower.
And then you don't get any retweets, you don't get any comments because they're not real. So that's how you could tell. It's just a joke.
My 1.4 million are legit. Just saying. All right, anyway, here we go. I'm just saying, they tried to play me. Y'all tried to play me.
Chris, don't break that mic with that flex.
All right, here we go.
You thought it was a donut. You tried to glaze me.
Where's that from? Eric B. and Rakim. There you go,
yes.
Rob.
Eric B. for president.
That's
you thought
right.
I was a donut to try to glaze me. That's
my freshman year of college. Lies. That came out. Rob was well into his career by that point.
Whatever.
Anyway, Rob, LeBron, you've brought it up to a few of our guests, Eddie House, Brad Turner. LeBron, 65% shooting in the first half in the playoffs. 42% in the second half, 0-for-6 in clutch moments, right? In terms of last 5 minutes, close games, within 5 points, 3 points, whatever it is. I'm not ready at all to say age is starting to show. I will say this. Certainly, I didn't see age against Houston or Portland. In fact, I've seen in the bubble for the most part, really staunch defense from LeBron when he wanted to do it. You know, not all the time, but when he needed to guard Kawhi or he needed to get on Jamal Murray or whoever it might be. I saw good defense, James Harden. But it is clear he has not been able to put his imprint on this series with Denver the way he typically does. And I mean by controlling the pace, controlling the tempo, even if he's missing shots, he's still typically able to control the game. And he hasn't been able to do that, even having big numbers yesterday with the 30 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists for a 30-point triple-double. Are you ready to go there, Rob? I'm not to say age is finally catching up with him. Are you?
I think that the numbers and some of the stuff that they pointed out is worth looking at and starting to look at those things. Because it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And that still tells a lot about somebody. And maybe it's just fatigue, maybe, you know, with age or whatever. Like even last night, you know, with the comeback, he couldn't finish the job. He got them there within three, right?
And he was great in that fourth quarter, but then
he went seven possessions, right, without being able to make anything happen. So you look at that and say, well, what happened? Why did it shut off? What happened at the end? And then you start looking at other numbers. You know, we say it a million times. I know it's a cliche, and Father Time is undefeated, but that day will come, and I think it's honest to start looking at some numbers and start to look and see where you start to see the cracks. Why is he shooting so well in the first half and falling off the cliff in the second half? You tried to figure it out, and I get it. If you want to just average it out and say, well, he still shot 50% for the game. Yeah, but in the second half, when sometimes it means more, those shots aren't falling, and why aren't they? So I think it's fair to look at it. You don't have to make a judgment or buy into it or it's absolute, because all it really is, you know, conjecture, Chris, analysis, you know, and stuff like that.
Right.
It's just that's what it is. And you could bear out those numbers. Somebody could have decided to look up those numbers, Chris, and they did, and they wouldn't be reflective, you know, like of that. That, and then you would say you wouldn't be able to make that argument. That argument would not stand water. But when you have a few numbers to at least back it up, it's worth taking a look at, and it's worth analyzing or talking about it. It's not about hating on LeBron. If he was 3-for-6 in the clutch and his shooting percentage stayed the same or whatever it was, then there is no story. You can't write that story.
Yeah, I'm definitely not on that wagon yet, because let's see how this series plays out. Like I said, he hasn't put his imprint on it, despite the huge game numbers-wise last night. But if Father Time just smacked him in the face during this series, I mean, 17th year. We've never seen a 17th year like this. Kobe had a great year. That's the year he got hurt, I believe, with the Achilles at the end of the season, and then he was never the same. Karl Malone had a, you know, good 17th year, but not like this. And I actually do think LeBron's got a few really good years left. Not necessarily as the best player in the world, but as a top 10 player, a top 5 player even next year. And he can run the point. And I think, you know, if the Lakers go ahead and win this championship, it'll be a great transition eventually, maybe next year, as soon as next year, where AD becomes the guy.
If they LeBron lose, becomes the second thing, guy. Chris? Would the same thing happen, do you think? I'm just curious.
I don't know if it'll happen next year, but I'm saying win or lose, the natural progression should be within the next year or two that AD becomes the number one guy. And LeBron plays point, kind of like a Magic Johnson role where he's more the distributor. He's still going to give you 20 points. Probably next year, 20 plus. I think well over 20, maybe 23, 24 points a game. And they could still, you know, depending on how they build around those two, they could still win championships. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, Rob. Denver, they're fun to watch, man. And I tell you what, their future, regardless of what happens this series, their future is incredibly bright. Because Jokic is young. Jamal Murray is young. And Jamal Murray, Rob, is delivering in the big games. You know, we've seen guys, James Harden, Exhibit A, struggle in some of these big moments. We saw Damian Lillard, who has had big clutch moments, but also wasn't great in the Western Conference Finals a year ago.
And I think that, to be fair, Jamal Murray, there's a couple of where he didn't play that well either in some. I think, Chris, in that game 7 that they lost to Portland, I don't think he played well.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a couple, I'm just saying, that he's had.
Right.
That
but
weren't all great
young,
either. But
and this you wonder, year, has he learned?
This year's different, and he's played. But I'm just saying, yeah, he hasn't been, like, spot on every single big game. But he's played. He's a tough guy. They're a tough out. I don't think you can honestly look at them and poo-poo or discount anything they're doing because they have a track record. There's no reason that they should believe that they can't win because of all the odds that they've already overcome. I mean,
let me ask you this. If they lose tomorrow night and they're down 3-1, I will count them out. I know what they did against Utah. I know what they did against the Clippers. There is no way. They're the first team. They're the only team ever to come back from 2-3-1 deficits in the same playoffs. There is no way I can see them coming back from 3 straight 3-1 deficits. I know they wouldn't quit.
The odds are in your favor, obviously.
Yeah, I just can't imagine that.
So many things happen in sports. That's the magic of sports. That's why we still watch. That's why it's the best drama and theater going. Because, Chris, things that's supposed to happen and we think are going to happen don't always. The Warriors up 3-1. They're going to win one game. There's no way LeBron and Kyrie can win that series. They won it. The Yankees are up 3-0. They beat Boston 25-3 to take a 3-0 lead. They lose the next four games. You could have never. That's a team with Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera and some of the greatest players who ever played. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So the odds are in your favor. I hear what you're saying to do it three times in a row. But if they win the next game and it's 2-2, all bets are off for me.
Well, no, they win the next. Am I right? I picked the Lakers. I think the Lakers will win the series. I hope Denver wins tomorrow.
But if they win,
then
you don't
got
think that
a real
it?
Series.
You do. I think you do.
Oh, there's no like now. Okay, it's 2-1. It's nice. You know, it's this is a little bit interesting. But the Lakers are still in control. Lakers are still in control. But they lose tomorrow. Then, like you said, it's a real series, and they will have felt they will feel and many outsiders. See, I get where Denver says we should be up 2-1. Jamal Murray said that, right?
It's just a mental thing.
They should
you,
say
you lost
that, right?
The game.
For them,
right.
It's good.
It is,
but I
good.
Don't think it's accurate.
But I get it though. It's like
no, I agree. Know, like, they should say that
because they know deep down AD could take that shot 10 times. And he probably would make it once or twice, maybe. And that eight other times, that ball is not going to go in. And that's why they feel that way. But they lost. It's an L.
And they were
no
down 15. That's my thing. Like, the Lakers could easily say, you know what, man, we had control of that game. We let go of the rope. We should be up. You know, we are up 2-1. We deserve to win that game. So I think that I get why Denver would feel that way. But my point was this, Rob. If they win the next game tomorrow, then you know they're really feeling like we should win. We should be up 3-1.
Right. No, that would be it. And we won three in a row. Right, right. Oh, yeah. You would say, like, we played good enough to have won the last three games right against them. And we got two of them, and it's tied. We can beat this team. We can beat this team.
And you wonder even will a little doubt. It's human nature.
No, it would be
will
doubt
a little
for the Lakers.
Doubt
absolutely.
Seep into the Lakers mentality, right?
Yep.
Especially if LeBron doesn't like I'm waiting for that huge signature game from LeBron. And if it doesn't come tomorrow, then are his teammates like, okay,
maybe it ain't coming.
LeBron hasn't carried us like you know what I mean? Usually does. If AD doesn't have another great game. So we'll see. But it is interesting. Let's see what the listeners think. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Should the Lakers be worried, not concerned, worried about the Nuggets? Is it time to take them seriously as far as winning the West? Your turn to weigh in as Rob and I continue the conversation with you. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. We're brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. Pharmacists recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging. There's no burning. There's no stink. I hate to be so blunt, but it's true. It's just simple pain relief. Blue Emu, maximum pain relief, works fast, and you won't smell bad. All right, we're going to bring in Rob G quickly to update these biased,
are you kidding
fraudulent.
Me? There's no way that thing didn't turn
votes.
Around. It should have turned around.
Go ahead, well, Rob G. Tell us what the deal
we
is.
We have over 800 votes in. Still got about 20 minutes left to get your vote in.
Over
81% 800. Agree with me that you guys
what?
Are shiesty. And you're not to be trusted.
They don't know what betting is. They have no idea. The series never happened. The series never happened. How do we
right.
know?
How do you bet? How do you win a bet on a series that never took place?
It never took place. It doesn't make any sense.
Rob G, that's crazy. It's
Rob
ludicrous.
G, in your Christmas present, I'll put a couple of wings in there for you.
Thanks, Rob.
Right?
I appreciate that. It'll be a buy one, get one coupon.
You already done right.
$877.99 on
Fox. Well, without
Fox.
My coupon, you wouldn't be able to get it. So, that's still the same thing, right? No?
We threw it out
not
there.
Funny.
What
Rob
do you...
G, would you be mad like if I went out to get some wings and there was buy one, get one free, and I treated you? Would you be bothered that...
No,
that
hell
pay?
No. That's free money. That's where I see
right?
it. That's
that
fine.
Makes sense. Right, Chris? You wouldn't be upset if we went out to lunch and buy one steak, get one for free, and I put out a coupon
upset?
For us?
You talking about that like it's hypothetical. You took Martin Weiss and me. First of all, we had to walk like 3 miles to get to this place.
Yes, but it was
place.
A good deal, but it was great.
It was a hookah
was
place, not hooker, a hookah, hookah right. smoking. Did you know that, by the way, when you took us there?
No, I didn't know
it that. Was like some type of crazy sale. Bring a hookah what? Pipe and get a free steak or something like that. It was,
yeah, it was good.
I
though.
Will admit, Rob, hookah. Rob, the steak was good.
It was good. It was
I mean,
worth
and I'm a
war.
Steak connoisseur. I'm not saying it was, you know, hey, the best
was,
ever, but
it was
good.
Buy one, get one free. It was.
That's what so, it was. So he, of course, Rob was generous. I'm
and
treating.
I paid for the two steaks and all four of you guys got to eat. That's okay.
It was good. It was good. All right. Anyway,
all right, don't look
let's
a
get
gift
to the calls
in the mouth.
Is Denver right. legit? Is Denver a legitimate threat? Like, you really think they can win this series? 877-99 on Fox. Let's see what they think.
All right, Carl in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Carl?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to quickly say, yeah, the Nuggets are legit. The Lakers should be worried, and I'm going to tell you why. I can't think of the name of the little guard that opted out of the bubble. What's his name for the Lakers?
Avery Bradley.
Yes.
Avery Bradley. When he opted out, everybody said, oh, that's going to be major. That's critical. And I was like, eh, maybe. They got Rondo. They got this. When they matched up against Denver and they got Murray and the way Murray's going off, he was probably literally the only guy that could probably stay with Murray and really make him work hard for some of those shots. And I really think now they're probably wishing he had joined them in the bubble.
Call. I
well,
like
I think
your
they're
point.
Definitely wishing that.
Mm. And that'll be interesting if say, Murray goes off and comes back to win. That could be a sticking point, Chris. It could be.
No, it right? definitely it
that's
would
a good
be.
Point,
if that's
Carl.
And the thing about Murray is, Rob, he's gotten progressively better in every series.
Yeah, no.
And
he's
so
a, he's
if,
a monster.
If history holds, right? He's. I mean, last game three was his best game, 28-12. And
no, he's a monster.
You know, will he be better tomorrow night? We'll see.
All right, Aaron in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, man?
Good. I think the Lakers definitely have to be worried. I think that, you know, late in the game, the last two games, they've been garbage. And, you know, and I'm a fan, but, you know, I think that when they can't get out and run, when they're not getting stops, you know, they're not at their best. And as we all know, you know, everybody clocks the paint when LeBron drives, you know, when he has the ball late in the game. And, you know, he has nobody to kick it out to right now. I mean, Danny Green's bringing nothing to the table.
Danny Green fell off the map, didn't he?
Yeah, they were getting pretty good. You know, a couple of their guys, it could be any a number of their role players, was stepping up and hitting threes in most of these games, but that didn't happen last night. They were 6-26.
All right.
A big part
Sean,
of why they lost.
Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother, man. So, first things first, yes, Denver definitely has a shot, and I think they're serious, man. If you watch the last two series, they're like the counterpuncher of the NBA. They wait for the team to show them what they got, and they turn around those last three or four games, and all of a sudden they know exactly what the game plan is. Well, what I really wanted to call about, man, how dare y'all try to play my man Rob G out these wings? Both of y'all made a bad pick in the L.A. Clippers. This is just like when Bruce Barr got out that Jordan bench.
No,
talking about,
it's,
well,
not
LeBron's
even close.
Play.
It's not even
he
close to that.
The season.
No, but the difference is they didn't play. I don't have any problem getting Rob G wings. I got plenty of gift cards. I could hook them up. So I'm good
hey,
with
hook
that.
Hey, the brother up, man. I see Chris no, over here working
Rob,
out with $1,000 gym equipment.
Me,
he can't cash my man out a 20-piece?
Was Rob blaming me for this?
No, I didn't blame. How did I blame you?
I'm fine getting Rob wings. It's all Broussard.
So all right, he flipped on you faster than a pancake, baby.
Man, I guess
hey,
so.
Hey, I want to squeeze in Joe. Thanks, Sean. Joe in Montana. Let's just Joe in Montana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
I just wanted to comment on this NBA thing. I think. With the NBA and the NFL, we're learning that father time catches up with everybody. And Colorado or Denver comes in, they're young guys. By game three, the Lakers are tired, they were out, not expecting it. And Denver's come in and give them a sucker punch.
Well, let's see.
Let's see.
If that is the
story. If that happens in game four and the Lakers look like lethargic or can't finish the game, Chris, then you'd have to take a look and go. We both say if they win game four, then all bets are off.
It's yeah, if Denver wins game
right?
four,
it's all bets
I mean,
are off.
Look, I picked the
I'm
Lakers in
that,
six. I
yeah,
still
I'm
would
saying
think
they
they're going to win. But what I say is if they get to seven, is anybody serious? And to be honest, I think you kind of alluded to this, Rob. You would probably favor Denver.
Yes.
If they get to seven, because I don't think anybody, including the Lakers, was expecting this series to go seven.
And they would be, to me, the pressure would be on the Lakers that they can't
no
lose.
Question.
It's different,
no
it's
question.
It's different when you have to feel like you can't lose.
No question. All right. The hot seat with Martin Weiss is next. You definitely want to keep it locked for that. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
We are the iCouple from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. It's time for the hot seat.
Damn, son.
The current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot.
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot. Little crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
That's right. It is the hot seat. The Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment we invite one of our Fox Sports teammates to get into that squared circle with the tag team champions of the world, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, The Odd Couple. Tonight's victim. You hear him every Friday doing trolling and rolling, and now he's here to test his skills in the hot seat. None other than my man, Martin Weiss. Martin, how you feeling?
They see me rolling.
I'm feeling amazing. The only seat hotter than Chris and Rob's right now is Matt Patricia's.
hey, Rob G, make sure you send a bucket full of blue emu over to Martin's house as soon as the show's over, because he's going to need it. Martin, make sure you give Rob your address.
Here everything's we go, not G. funny.
Wow. All right, I'm trying to do a sponsor, a solid, and that's how you treat
no,
me?
No, you're trying to get more free stuff. I know you work.
You know that.
All right,
wow.
Here we go. You know how this segment goes. We got three very hot takes. Martin's going to defend 2-on-1 against the Odd Couple. Let's get started. Topic number one. We talked about Lakers Nuggets all show. Martin Weiss says that Anthony Davis, not LeBron James, is the Lakers' best player. Martin, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
I mean, it's evident, right? Just watch game two. All you have to do. Who gets the ball at the end of the game? The best player. Who takes the shot at the end of the game? The best player. Hey, LeBron stood there on the elbow and let Anthony Davis come around and take that glory. LeBron doesn't even want to be the best player on the Lakers anymore, and he knows it. That's why he sat out all of last year, essentially tanked, so that way that they would get the trade for Anthony Davis and try to get all that together because he knows it's over with for him.
Did you watch game three or are you talking about game two? Anthony Davis played 43 minutes and had 2 rebounds.
Thank you.
Come on, don't be a prisoner of the moment. You're going back. You skipped over game 3, and you're talking about game 2. Yes, he hit the big shot. Yes, he's a great player. Yes, he's a great contributor to that team. But he is not NOT better than LeBron James, and I'm talking about career-wise. He's not.
Okay, well, career-wise, LeBron James has been playing for, like, since I had a driver's license. Anthony Davis, much less time. But the reason why Anthony Davis having 2 rebounds is not an indictment on him. It's why the Lakers are in trouble, because he's their best player, and he only got 2 rebounds. LeBron has been a no-show essentially this entire series. When's the last time LeBron went LeBron? Was that for that first half against the Rockets when he had 30 points and then he just sat out for the rest of it?
What?
When's the last time LeBron went LeBron?
What? Stop it. You're done. Cut him off. This nonsense must stop. First of all, your number one argument, the best player at the end of the game gets the shot. Really? Is OG Anunoby the best player in Toronto?
Good
but he's
time.
The one who got the shot in game three that saved him in that series. Huh?
And where
I've seen at? I've seen home. Andre Iguodala get the last shot when Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are on the court. Are you kidding me? Is Steve Kerr, John Paxson, were they better than Michael Jordan? Was Tony Kukoc better than Scottie Pippen? Stop it with the nonsense.
This was a very easy one to judge. Only one of you guys made sense, and that was Martin Weiss.
Round number one.
Stop,
goes
dude.
To Martin.
You know what?
That's why you say we get your wings.
Finally,
I don't care.
What
the vote says.
You know what? Rob G thinks he's getting wings because Martin is the producer to the Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast. So that's what he thinks.
Make sure you download that one, too. That's a good podcast. Yes.
Martin knows he's getting wings when the Nuggets go win the West.
Martin sounded
Rob
like
Martin
he was 11 years
back.
Old in that argument. Best player always gets the last shot. Stop.
All right, here we go. Topic number two, the hot seat. Odd Couple. Martin Weiss says that Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals are going to win the NFC West this season. You got 30 seconds. State your case.
I mean, listen. They had the entire offseason. When you look at see what the Cardinals did at the last season,
from week 8 on, Cliff Kingsbury figured it out. Kyler Murray figured it out. That team was in every single game. And all they did this year so far was go and beat the Super Bowl runner-up before they had all the injuries and then go beat the one of the best defensive lines. Everybody says Kyler's too small. Everybody says Kyler's too short. It doesn't matter. He's unguardable. He's Lamar Jackson, but he's 5 feet, 5 inches tall. He can't stop him. Seattle is done for. They gave up 500 yards to Atlanta. They should have lost to New England. Cam Edelman dropped the game when he passed. Cam should have bounced it outside. Rushed through a pick six. Seattle's done for. It's Arizona's division to lose at this point.
Nonsense. I mean, you couldn't just say Arizona's got a shot. They look good. I think they'll make the playoffs. No! Like a novice, like a young buck, you had to go too far. There, it's their division to lose. Are you kidding me? Russell Wilson is the MVP right now. Jamal Adams has reinvigorated that defense. The LA Rams, if you haven't noticed, are back. And even San Francisco, I'm not totally writing them out, even though Arizona beat them in game one. Be happy with progress. Be happy if they make the playoffs. But stop it with the foolishness, Martin White.
The Rams are back. Back where? St. Louis? The Rams are back like the same way Texas football is back. Like they're back on Sunday playing football. Like, come on. They beat the Eagles, who are going to be terrible this year. But no, but in reality, the Rams Super Bowl window shut all the way slam when they cut that check for Jared Goff. As soon as they get nicked up around week 5, 6, 7, that team's going to plummet. The Cardinals got the depth, and Seattle has been too good for too long. This whole let Russ cook idea, guess what? The whole Arizona organization is designed around let Kyler cook. It's not a let, it's a make.
You don't even believe anything you say about Kyler Murray. We gave you a chance to win 2 pair of Jordans to
Thank you.
4 pair of Jordans, and you fumbled and you mumbled, and you couldn't even put up the mustard to go with the Frank that you were dishing out. And now here you are again. Bet. You want to bet? I'll bet you a pair of Jordans that they don't win the NFC West. You want to bet? Because you don't believe in them. It's just a nice pick to put out there so that you can go back later and go, gee, I said that they would win it. You don't believe in them. Where's your bet? Bet me a pair of Jordans right now. That Arizona's going to win.
Ding, 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 ding,
that
ding,
was
ding.
A tough round to score. You guys both made good points, but what I think lost is that Rob hosts a betting podcast and he wants to put a 7-1 underdog as only 2-1 betting with Martin Weiss. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
What?
So, yeah, I mean, in Vegas, he's 7-1 underdog.
Why
to the MVP.
Is Rob G
round
still
number two goes to Martin Weiss? Come
why
on,
is Rob G judging? Alex, take the mic.
You know
this
what?
Is ridiculous.
Fox Sports
I'm
Radio.
Sick of this. Every week you got terrible judging.
It's like unbelievable. It's like
hey, quit complaining about the officiating.
Rob G, you're not on the Clay Travis's show anymore, okay? This is The Odd Couple.
Rob G has been thrown to the bullpen. Alex Teicher here, Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. Well, I got you guys something because this last one's worth 2.5 points, so we can swing this real easy. Now, Martin Weiss has the audacity to say that ketchup is the best condiment. Ketchup is the most overrated out of any condiment out there. So, Martin Weiss, tell me why.
I mean, honestly, anything that you use ketchup on, it's let me take this back. Because people use ketchup in all the wrong ways. Anything you're supposed to use ketchup on, barbecue sauce is better. And then anything that you use ketchup on that you're not supposed to, I have news for you, America. This may be hard. Just relax. Take a deep breath. You can't cook. If you put ketchup on your eggs, you can't cook your eggs. If you put ketchup on your chicken, you can't cook your chicken. If you put ketchup on spaghetti, you can't cook spaghetti. It is a mask for people who cannot cook. Ketchup is terrible. Keep it by yourself.
Hello? You left out a hamburger. You gotta have ketchup, not barbecue sauce. Ketchup belongs on a hamburger. Kids love ketchup on a hot dog. What are you talking about? And ketchup does go with eggs. Ketchup goes with all kinds of things. You cannot have a great-tasting American hamburger with lettuce, with cheese, with tomato, without having ketchup on it. It is the number one condiment, and you gotta have it to call it overrated or that you don't need ketchup. then you must be crazy. Ketchup is the best.
Look, kids like ketchup on hot dogs? Kids also eat things like blueberries or pineapples. Like, of course, when I was a kid, I liked things on ketchup. But then when I grew up, I put away childish things like ketchup. And I graduated to putting things, real things, like relish and onion on a hot dog. Now, to your hamburger point, Rob, I see your Instagram. I see how you go out to lunch every single day, every single week. I'm sure you go to a burger joint every so often. When you go, you'll see the cheeseburger right there. It'll be like $10. What's right underneath it? The barbecue bacon burger. Where's the ketchup bacon burger? Exactly. It doesn't exist. It's not a premier item.
It is impossible to eat a hamburger without ketchup. I'm sorry. Every now and then you try barbecue. Okay, that was nice. That was different. But the staple is ketchup. It's like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Danny Green, Playoff Rondo. Every now and then, yeah, they deliver. But the staple is LeBron James or Anthony Davis. I can't do without ketchup on a hamburger. And what about French fries? I can't even fathom any eating French fries without ketchup. What are you going to do? Put them in mayo? Put them in mustard? Put them in barbecue sauce? No. Ketchup is a must for hamburgers and French fries.
Well, Odd Couple, you guys came out swinging. Martin Weiss was trying to hold the undefeated sweep against the Odd Couple, but
no way.
You know what's crazy?
He got
thinking about condiments and toppings, as he's saying, Martin does make good points, but at the end of the day, man, whenever you go somewhere, there's always ketchup because people know what they like. We're going with the Odd Couple. Ketchup's a winner.
There's not a restaurant in America that doesn't have ketchup. There's not a refrigerator in America that doesn't have ketchup.
In this self-respecting household in Inglewood, California, you won't find a stitch of ketchup. And
the
I'll
only
say
problem,
this,
the only problem
shot.
Is when you go out on a date,
well,
it's hard
ketchup
to put a...
And LeBron James are overrated, and Chris Broussard related the two in his final point. I think that should count for something.
All I know is look for the package of Blue Emu that's coming your way.
And the only bad part about that condiment is that it's hard to put in your wallet when you're going out on a date. So that's the only problem with the ketchup bottle. Everything's not funny.
All right, we got to roll. That's our man Martin Weiss on the hot seat. Thanks, brother. Again, hey, look for that Blue Emu.
I'm rolling with that drop. That was
Fox
great.
Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. We're brought to you by AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. No matter what battery problems you're dealing with, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. Next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, Rob, quickly, I want to say this, and then I know you want the floor for a baseball topic. Jason Tatum has 0 points. The Heat are up 50-44 over Boston at halftime. And Jason Tatum, who I think is a tremendous player, I had him on my second team, all NBA. He has 0 points, 0-for-6 from the floor. Tough night. I mean, Boston's fortunate to be within six with your best player struggling the way he is. Let's see if he picks it up over the second half. But this story you want to get into, very interesting. I'm just going to let you kind of explain it and have your say.
It's Simmons is the shortstop for the Angels.
Andrelton.
Right. And he
Andrelton Simmons.
He is one of their star players. And he's played the entire year. And there's only like the season ends Monday, I think it is, right? Or Sunday.
Right.
There's only five or six games left. He opted out today not to play the rest of the season. Now here's the problem. The Angels aren't done yet. They're not mathematically eliminated from making a wild card spot.
You think they got a? I mean, obviously they got a chance.
No, they got a chance.
How legit do you think it is?
Well, without your star shortstop,
well, even with him,
no. But they have. I mean, they still had a shot. I mean, they probably would need some help. But the point is, he's played all the way here to this point, and it does seem odd that now
it's baffling.
That now the corona is the issue where right. you play the whole years. That's just the only thing. And
it's
you know what?
Baffling.
If it's about that, Chris, I'm not going to judge another man if he has somebody at home or there's some other issue. But it seems weird that he played the entire year. That's all.
And like you said, the regular season ends Monday.
It's Sunday. The Sunday. Season's almost over.
I don't get it. I'm not going to rip him, but if COVID is the issue and you're worried about a family member or something, for the rest of the week, you know, honestly, you could live in a hotel. I mean, really, live in a hotel through Sunday.
Right? Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm not going to kill the guy because COVID is legit.
But if I'm
but
an Angel fan,
that's strange.
I would be bummed out.
And a teammate.
Yeah.
You know, it's strange. It's strange. All right. Speaking of strange, we're the Odd Couple. Go to the podcast, download it, iTunes, SoundCloud, all that, Apple Pods. Leave us 5 stars and a nice comment.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart. And I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.